This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A prominent Denver tattoo artist and muralist was one of five people who was killed in a mass shooting that spanned Denver and Lakewood Monday night. Alicia Cardenas' family confirmed her death. She was the owner of Sol Tribe Custom Tattoo and Body Piercing. Poet Bobby Lefebvre says she was a beloved collaborator to many.
She was always down to listen. She was always down to share. You know, she led with indigenous principles, so she was about community and communal offering. She's connected so many people together and been a light for this community for a long, long time.
Police believe the gunmen had personal connections to most of the people who were shot. Five people were killed by the gunmen and two were sent to the hospital. Colorado's rank in job growth compared to other states fell from 6th to 17th in 2020. That's according to a new report from the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. The report says the large impact pandemic closures had on tourism is a big part of that decline. Still, Colorado remains a top 10 state overall when it comes to attracting business and investment. And the state is in for a snowy New Year's Eve. The National Weather Service forecasts up to 3 inches will fall in Denver and Colorado Springs on Friday night. Meteorologist Greg Hansen says it's the most snow forecast for the Front Range so far this winter.
You know, if people are out on the roads, there could be a time where it's coming down pretty heavily for a short amount of time.
Heavier snowfall is expected in the mountains on Friday. Lows in many communities overnight on Saturday will likely be close to zero. This is CPR News.